Halloween day, my friends came back in from out of town. They've been gone for about a month and a half, and they were going to go out. They're going to go to the quarter. They're going to do crazy, wild things. I decided to play it safe. I was going to go visit the pretty girl in Uptown because she was throwing a little Halloween party. So I dressed up as Captain Hammer. You guys know who Captain Hammer is? T-shirt, gloves, simple. So I show up there. I walk in. There's 10, 12 people there. I know one, the pretty little chipmunk girl who's throwing the party. So there's, you know, Little Bo Peep and her sheep. There's Red Riding Hood and the Big Bad Wolf. There's a magician. There's all these people. I have no idea who they are. So I'm standing there. I'm having a nice time. It's like, all right, it's going to be a quiet night. I'll be out by midnight. This would be great. So there I am talking to the Red Riding Hood about the pros and cons of walking outside at night by yourself. Like, do you really think it's smart to be in the woods? Like, how do you not know your grandma? You know, things like that. And then I look, and then there is Little Bo Peep's sheep just sitting at the kitchen table, just eating the snacks. And, you know, he'd been kind of acting unruly the whole night. He was not the best sheep I've ever met. But he was sitting there taking off his cotton cubes off his shirt and putting them on the candle votive. Now, before we get any further, there's two ways to make a sheep costume. There's the hard way, where you glue every cotton and you stick it on your shirt. And you make the whole outfit real slow, real difficult. Or there's the easy way, where you just put them all on there and you use a can of glue and you just spray it all over the outfit. So he's in an overall suit, sprayed glue all over him, and he's standing there taking off one cube at a time and dropping it in the candle votive, and it just goes woof. But then slowly he grabs one, puts it in there, and it goes woof, and then his right hand catches on fire. So of course his right hand's on fire, so he takes his left and eats it with that. So now his left hand to elbow's on fire, and his right hand to elbow's on fire, and he starts flailing. And for a minute there, it's amazing. It's like, oh my God, this is just like in the movies. Like, this guy is like a professional. And then everyone realized, holy sh**, he's not a professional. Like, he's on fire. Like, his whole body is covered, and he's flailing his arms. And finally, everyone remembered what everyone's always been taught, was to stop, drop, and roll. So there he is on the kitchen floor, on the ground, and there is, like, you know, the magician has taken his cape off, and he throws it on him, and then everyone's stomping on him, and there's just cotton balls of fire everywhere. And then finally, like, the big bad wolf, like, swoops in and grabs him and takes him all the way to the bathroom and shoves him into the shower and turns the shower on, and the sheep just looks at him, and he's like, thanks, wolf. And he's like, you're welcome, man, and just like walks away. But the place is a disaster. It's just all like shard stuff everywhere. And I, knowing no one, I'm just like slowly backing to the front door, like, no one really knows I'm here. I could just leave, this is no problem. So I'm standing outside as the ambulance comes, and they come and take the kid away, and he's got burns on his arms, but he's gonna be okay. And Little Bo Peep's crying, but she gets in the back of the car with him, and they drive away, and I'm like, all right, now this is the moment that it's time for me to go home. Everything's fine. So I walk in, and there's this pretty little chipmunk girl on her hands and knees on her kitchen floor just crying. She's like trying to wipe away all of the cotton swabs. So I'm like, well, this might be a little longer night than I thought. So we start picking up all the pieces and everyone's helping. And like, you know, at the end I said, well, you know, thank you. This is the most frightening Halloween I have ever seen in my entire life. And thank you for that. The more I thought about it later and before I came here, I thought, like, what is the moral of this story? What can you take away from this? And I believe the moral is, like, if you're gonna do work, do the hard work. Because really, there's nothing than a sheep fire, and no one wants to see the pretty chipmunk cry. And that's what I take away from this. So be safe this Halloween. Do the hard work. For God's sakes, don't catch on fire. Thank you.